Former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo says he's optimistic that Ivory Coast's political crisis can be resolved peacefully. But he's reinforcing regional threats to use force if the incumbent president does not step down. Mr. Obasanjo met with both incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo and former Prime Minister Alassane Ouattara in what he called a process of exploration. He told reporters in Abidjan that he's optimistic about the process, but will not rule out force to remove Mr. Gbagbo.
When you have a problem, you must consider all possible solutions and you must adopt the most realistic, the most effective, and the most cost-effective solutions.
Mr. Obasanjo was here as part of a mediation effort by West African leaders who are considering a regional military force against Mr. Gbagbo if he does not hand power over to Mr. Ouattara, who's the internationally recognized winner of November's vote. But the unanimity of that regional approach has been undermined by Ghana's President John Atta Mills, who's refusing to take sides in the crisis and says he will not contribute troops to a regional force because he does not believe a military operation will work.
It is not for Ghana to choose a leader for Cote d'Ivoire, but Ghana should support any measures to implement the democratic ideals that we all cherish.
The president says Ghana's forces are already overstretched, and taking part in a regional force could endanger the lives of Ghanaian citizens living in Ivory Coast.
As a person, I do not think that this military operation is going to bring peace to Cote d'Ivoire. Indeed, my oath to the people of Ghana is to protect our territorial integrity and then the safety of Ghanaians.
Gbagbo militants are already threatening to attack civilians from any nation that contributes to a regional force. The Gbagbo government authorized a small demonstration Sunday by regional expatriates who oppose military intervention. With Mr. Ouattara secluded in a resort hotel guarded by UN peacekeepers, Mr. Gbagbo appears determined to prolong this crisis as long as possible, in hopes of weakening near unanimous international support for his rival. Ghana's president breaking with a regional threat of force indicates that strategy may be working. Mr. Ouattara's foreign minister, Jean-Marie Kakou-Gervais, says he's not concerned by President Mills' stand because Ghana is already part of the UN mission here.
The president of Ghana said so because he has already people in the UN mission in Cote d'Ivoire. So it would be difficult for him to bring in more people. He's already involved.
Gervais says Ghana's reluctance does not affect ECOWAS planning for military action, a push that's being led by Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan.
We will soon know that ECOWAS is quite involved, and I'm sure President Jonathan Goodluck is working on it very hard. We know a lot of head of state of ECOWAS working on the issue, and we are quite confident. No change at all.
Ouattara officials say Mr. Obasanjo reinforced the ECOWAS position that Mr. Gbagbo must leave office or risk being forced from power. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Abidjan.